Well, my topic this morning is selling or buying. Buying or selling. Buying or selling. Well, the part of going shopping is really a fun game. We all like to go shopping and strolling around all the stores and see what's new on the market. Although we have perhaps a house and a cupboard full of stuff, but we love to go buy new things. And we love to look in the advertisements, what is new on the market, and maybe what is cheaper, what the prices are. All a great interest in buying. Now, selling is a fun part too. When I go and sell, of course, I always sell myself. We have a student, and I call her Susan. Susan is a very diligent student. She is in her last course on the postgraduate course, and she is almost ready to do her dissertation. And so Susan, one day, she calls because she thinks she has to go to buy something. She forgot that she has everything in her cupboard in her house. So she calls the University of Healing because she thinks there is everything. She forgets that it's really already in herself. And she says, you know, I want to come to the campus. I have this great desire to come to the campus. But I really don't know how to do it. And I said, well, just take your car and come. You're all free. You have nothing to do. Come. Well, that's so easily said. But, you know, my car needs a tune-up. And not only a tune-up, it needs some more lovely care. And I said, well, bring it in the garage. Do what you have to do. Well, but it costs a lot of money. And I said, are you independently wealthy? Yes, I'm independently wealthy. And I said, well, put the cause in motion. She said, that I come, the cause is put into motion. But, and I said, it's done. It's done, your car is repaired. Oh, it took 2 days. Susan calls again, and she said, you know, I have a friend. I have a friend. I said, yeah, you have a friend, okay. Well, the friend offered me to pay the bill to repair the car. And I said, how wonderful! Aren't you a wonderful creator? She said, well, but it is a friend who is not really reliable. Well, how can you say that? Well, sometimes he paid some things and sometimes he did not. I said, well, does he pay this time? You want him to pay? Do you want to accept it? Yes, I do. All right, then how do you greet him? He pays. All right, you're wonderful, Susan, you're great. But, you know, sometimes he comes late. Well, how is he coming? Is he coming late? Okay, is he coming in time to pay the bill? All right, he's paying the bill and he's in time. You are wonderful. You see how it works? Ah, yeah, I just came and strolled around the store and wanted to buy, and here you gave me the clue. It takes another day or two, and Susan calls again, and she says, "Guess what?" I said, "What?" "My car is repaired. The guy came even before I was there, and the bill is paid. And you know, this friend where I brought the car, he gave us a discount, so we had only to pay half the price. And it's all ready to come to the campus." I said, "How wonderful." She said, "But you know, I really would like to fly." "My God, now you have the car ready. Why do you want to fly? I never drove alone so far." I said, "Hey, this is a great opportunity to show what a master you are." "All right, I'm driving on Sunday, so it's a smooth way, it's a free road, and all my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasantness." I said, "Susan, you are great." Susan thought she had to go to buy. She had to go to the store. But she, as a salesman, because she is a merchant, she's all within herself. And she realized she really didn't need to go to the store. She really had just to go within herself, and everything was there. And Susan now is the richest lady in the universe because she sells and buys and is all as one. Aren't we all salespersons, and all aren't we all good salespersons and good buyers? Think about it. Have a great Sunday. I love you.